Checking out the BSI indicator, or Bitcoin Strength Index, which combines both short-term and long-term technical analysis indicators with on-chain analysis, as of Monday, August 21st, we have officially flipped back into a bearish trend since we flipped bullish back in January of this year, 2023. What does this mean? Historically, when looking back at the year before the last halving, which is the situation we're currently in, when the BSI indicator flips bearish, we are looking at a few weeks or months, possibly through the rest of 2023, of sideways price action that trends downwards. So what's our play? What strategies should we implement to get us through the rest of the year in order to build our portfolios as efficiently and effortlessly as possible while getting a strong position to make gains and take profits in the next bull run? Well, lucky for us, as we've explored throughout this bear market, the best opportunities to achieve financial freedom in a relatively short period of time in crypto is actually during times like these. Bear markets are more beneficial for us who have been in the space or are just now getting into the space than bull markets, as long-term investors in cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Sure, bull markets are a fun, exciting, wild ride because when cryptocurrencies hit all-time highs, that means everyone is in the green. Everyone is in profit. However, even though bull markets feel good, it's the bear markets that will make us rich. A key fact we all need to be mindful of is during market drops and recessions is when the biggest wealth transfers occur. Why is it so? Well, people get emotional and they let their emotions drive their investment decisions. And one of the most powerful emotions that leads to the worst investment decisions is fear. Fear of missing out on opportunities and fear of losing our hard-earned money. So when there is a significant drop in the market, people get scared, panic, and sell their positions. And in order for a sell on the market to occur, there needs to be a willing buyer. Mass sell-offs from fear-stricken people transfers wealth to brave buyers. But if you think about it, are buyers during bear markets actually brave? Or are they just pragmatic? Consider these two very salient and very accurate facts that have been proven time and time again. In bear markets, we can accumulate more for less, versus in bull markets where we accumulate less for more. And two, bear markets always come to an end. They don't last forever. It may feel like forever because they can be quite boring for the most part, but bear markets eventually turn into bull markets. So the best way to avoid emotional decision-making is one, by adopting a wealth mindset, and two, implementing a proven strategy and sticking to it no matter what. Hello, I'm CryptoCasey, and in this video, we are going to explore beliefs we need to accept in order to develop a wealth mindset and strategies we need to implement in order to maximize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as early investors in revolutionary technology. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, iTrust Capital, and Tangent Wallet. Find undervalued altcoin gems before they pump in the next face-melting bull market with Morales Money. Invest in and trade cryptocurrencies tax-free within an IRA or individual retirement account with iTrust Capital. And invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the most cost-effective and easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. Orders have been backed up for a few weeks, so pre-order one to get your spot in line for the next batch of wallets. Scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. First, let's talk about mindset. When markets tank and people get scared, logic and facts go out the window. And as crazy as it sounds, facts and logic aren't a part of the mindset we need to adopt to achieve and maintain wealth. Beliefs create and drive our mindsets. In fact, depending on what we all believe, will either keep us where we are or help us get to where we want to go, become who we want to be, and ultimately create the life we want to live. I actually dive more deeply into beliefs we need to adopt for success in crypto in another video, which you can check out by clicking on the link above. So let's touch on five proven powerful beliefs we can adopt, embrace, and use to create financial freedom. Belief one, crypto is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We all need to recognize and accept that this is our absolutely unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to generate and accumulate potentially massive amounts of wealth in an unusually short period of time. This is our modern-day dot-com era in the midst of a post-COVID economy. It's our chance to invest in the upcoming FANG or MANG stocks, which are Facebook, now Meta, Amazon's, Apple's, Netflix's, and Google's of the future before they skyrocketed. And countries around the world are ditching the dollar and starting to adopt Bitcoin as an alternative asset, along with big financial institutions like BlackRock and Wall Street, quietly accumulating massive amounts of Bitcoin. So, if we've been here, or if we're just becoming crypto investors, our timing is impeccable. Nice. Belief 2. Fiat is a failing economic experiment. In the US, especially through the COVID pandemic, we've all seen that those closest to the money printers get the money. The rest trickles down from there. Politicians in the US government don't work for us. They work for their corporate cronies. And fiat systems are one of the main reasons we have such a radical gap between lower and middle class people and the wealthy elite. In fact, every single fiat system throughout human history has failed. So it's important to realize and understand that fiat systems are a failed economic system for the mass majority of humans on the planet, as it only serves a small elite group of people. Cool. Belief 3. We are still early. So many of us feel like we missed the boat and are late in the game, when in reality, we are just getting started. There are tons of people that don't understand crypto, and there are some people that still have never heard of Bitcoin, blockchain, or cryptocurrencies. Literally, people are crying about getting in so late. While we've only achieved Atari Pong-like gaming experiences on the blockchain compared to the immersive virtual reality, augmented reality, and metaverses yet to come in the long term. This technology and its use cases are still very new, and there is still a massive amount of unrealized value that will come to fruition over time. So accept and embrace that we are all still early. Sweet. Belief 4. Crypto is the key to financial freedom. This is probably the most powerful belief any of us can adopt, embrace, and use to create financial freedom in our lives. A perfect storm of events has coalesced and given everyone who has the desire, motivation, and patience to achieve financial freedom in this new and emerging market. And remember, like I said earlier, although all of these are facts, people don't operate off of facts as passionately or completely as they operate off of beliefs. And with the likely unavoidable onslaught of CBDCs or central bank digital currencies that will be distributed by several countries around the world, designed to completely control how we use our money, or if we even get to use our money at all, decentralized blockchain-based cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will be the only way we can actually completely own and control our assets and wealth. The only way to ensure true financial freedom now and in the future. Nice. Belief 5. Consistent investing practices is key to success. During times when the markets take a nosedive or trend downwards, some people that had great positions sold due to FUD or fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And at the end of the day, the markets absolutely operate off of manipulation and human feelings. So if we're going to be successful as crypto investors, we need to adopt and consistently follow an investment strategy. Which brings us to the second best way we can avoid emotional decision-making during a bear market: implementing a proven strategy and sticking to it no matter what. What's worked well for most people that have experienced success in crypto investing is by adopting the DCA investment strategy, which stands for dollar cost averaging. What is dollar cost averaging? Dollar cost averaging is when you decide on a certain amount of funds you would like to put towards an investment at a certain frequency. For example, let's just say you decide that every Monday morning you're going to start dollar cost averaging $100 into Bitcoin once per week. So every Monday, over a long period of time, you are consistently investing in Bitcoin regardless of the price. And what happens is you decrease your exposure to price volatility. As a crypto investor, I suggest figuring out the projects you want to invest in for the long term, decide an amount you want to allocate, and the frequency with which you're going to invest, and stick to it. It could be $10 per day, $1,000 per month, or whatever works for you. Just remember, in crypto investing, consistent investing practices are the key to success. Decide on an investment strategy and be consistent in its execution. And what's great is that a lot of crypto exchanges let you decide an amount of crypto and the frequency you want to buy it, so you can automate your new dollar cost averaging strategy without having to take time out of your day or week or month to actually do it. So if you'd like to see my list of recommended exchanges, make sure you scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites, which also come with some sign up rewards and bonuses, so be sure to check them out. Cool. So now let's check out some historical price data from the most recent bear and bull cycles and compare the results of implementing a DCA or dollar cost averaging strategy of $10 per day, which works out to about $300 per month during the bear versus bull market. First, a quick word about time-tested assets that are uncorrelated with traditional stock and crypto markets, like fine art. Most people don't know that Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the largest bank in the US, JP Morgan, is big into art. In fact, his personal art collection is unbelievable. It's not 5 million, it's not 50 million, it's not 100 million. Diamond's personal art collection is over $900 million. Crazy. So art is one of the oldest asset classes there are, and typically only the ultra wealthy like Diamond have had access to fine art investments until now with Masterworks platform. Masterworks removes the barriers we would otherwise face if we tried to invest in art on our own, because the costs are extremely high for the average investor. So with a $10 million piece of art by Banksy or Picasso or whoever, we can now diversify our portfolios into shares of these assets. Masterworks makes this large asset class now accessible to a wide range of investors with their platform that transforms physical art into share-based ownership. And this is great because when comparing returns from different assets during periods of high inflation, like we are currently experiencing, gold does roughly 0.2%. S&P does about 3.8%. REITs do 5%. Emergent market equities do roughly 12.6%, while contemporary art does 23.2%. So there is a waitlist to join Masterworks. However, if we use the link below, we can skip the waitlist and start diversifying our investment portfolios into this unique asset class today. So scroll down and check it out and see important disclosures at www.masterworks.com/CD. So the last crypto bear market started in January of 2018 and lasted until around September of 2020. So investing $10 in crypto per day during this time period would have resulted in a total investment of about $10,040. The last bull market started in October 2020, and though it peaked in November 2021, we didn't really know if we had entered the bear market for a few months, like April 2022. So investing $10 in crypto per day during this time period would have resulted in a total investment of about $5,730. All right, so I pulled historical price data for both time periods to compare gains for both Bitcoin versus Ethereum versus Doge. And using the price data, I calculated that the total amount of each crypto a $10 investment would have gotten you at its specific price on that particular day for each separate time period, the bear market versus the bull market. Then I calculated what the value of the total amount of crypto you would have accumulated during that period equates to today. So let's start with Bitcoin. If you had bought $10 worth of Bitcoin every day from October 2020 through April 2022 during the last bull cycle, you would have accumulated about 0.167 Bitcoin, which at the time of this video is worth $4,378. So from your total investment over that time period of $5,730, you would have lost $1,352, which is about a 24% loss. Ouch. Now, if you had bought $10 worth of Bitcoin every day from January 2018 through September 2020 during the last bear market, you would have accumulated around 1.4235 Bitcoin, which at the time of this video is worth $37,189. So from your total investment over that time period of $10,040, you would have made $27,149, which works out to about a 270% gain. Amazing. So you can already see the vast difference a market cycle can make when investing a steady amount over a period of time in a bull versus a bear market. And just to show you the difference between Bitcoin, the most mature cryptocurrency with the largest market cap and most price stability, let's look at how a steady investment in the second largest crypto by market cap, Ethereum, compares, as well as a substantially smaller and extremely risky meme coin, Dogecoin. See how they compare. So if you'd bought $10 worth of Ethereum every day from October 2020 through April 2022, during the last bull cycle, you would have accumulated around 3.8907 Ether, which at the time of this video is worth $6,416. So from your total investment over that time period of $5,730, you would have made $686, which works out to be about a 12% gain. Not bad. Now, if you had bought $10 worth of Ether every day from January 2018, through September 2020, during the last bear market, you would have accumulated about 46.4 ETH, which at the time of this video is worth $76,526. So from your total investment over that time period of $10,040, you would have made $66,486, which works out to a 662% gain. Incredible. Starting to see it, right? Finally, let's check out Dogecoin. If you had bought $10 worth of Dogecoin every day from October 2020 through April 2022 bull cycle, you would have accumulated about 366,684 Doge, which at the time of this video is worth $23,022. So from your total investment over that time period of $5,730, you would have made $17,292, which works out to a 300% gain. Cool. Now, if you had bought $10 worth of Dogecoin every day from January 2018 through September 2020, during the last bear market, you would have accumulated about 5.4 million Doge, which at the time of this video is worth $339,675. So from your total investment over that time period of $10,040, you would have made $329,635, which works out to about a 3,283% gain. Unbelievable. So now that we know the mindset shift that needs to take place, and a simple proven strategy we can implement during bear cycles to accumulate and compound wealth, let's talk about one of the best advantages of bear markets that most people completely miss out on. In bear markets, people get scared, they sell, and they ultimately get bored and turn their attention elsewhere, sometimes for good, or sometimes until the next bull cycle. All the media hype dies down, all your crypto chats go quiet, some project developments slow or come to a halt altogether. The whole crypto space just hunkers down for winter. Yes, it sounds hopeless and unfortunate, but bear markets are actually gifts that most of us won't recognize or bother to redeem. So here's the deal. Bear markets give us time to build without distractions and accumulate more wealth at a much lower cost. For example, I started this channel 6 years ago, right before the last crazy bull run when Bitcoin went from around $2,000 all the way to $20,000 in a few short months. Shortly following that was the bear market we discussed earlier from January 2018 to September 2020. And it was during those 2 short years that were boring and painful as heck, where I was able to use that downtime to build sources of active and passive income, which allowed me to increase the amount of money I could dollar cost average into crypto positions. And I also was able to build my knowledge in the space to create more content, establish a brand, and grow my crypto network, both online and offline. These efforts ultimately allowed me to reach and surpass my goal of becoming a millionaire by 30 by becoming a multimillionaire by 28. And I by no means had a lot of money to work with during that time. So if I can do it, we can all do it. Awesome. So if you would like to have a eureka moment and finally understand how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. If you would like to learn more about the upcoming Bitcoin halving event in April of 2024 and what it means historically for its price, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.